Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Welcome back in the Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Alpha Graphics, Who Hot, and Godfather's Pizza. Volleyball team playing a little bit more consistent, getting a few wins. We'll talk to the head coach right after we come back on the Volleyball Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show. Alpha Graphics, Stella's, and Godfather's Pizza, corporate partners for MSUB, and Dana Cordova, the head coach of the Yellow Jackets and the volleyball team. Talk about the weekend. You had a couple, three matches, and you stated you're still looking for a little more consistency, but at least you came up with a few W's.
We played really well against Seattle Pacific. Anchorage, we kind of found ourselves in a hole, but showed our determination and was able to come back and get the win in four. It was the first time that our girls were able to lose the first game and bounce back and take the next three. It seems like if we win the first one, we're set, we're ready to go. But it was two really good wins against two pretty good quality teams.
And what did that tell you about your team? Just a little more development and changing, maybe a little more confidence?
I think it finally clicked. We had an important meeting, I guess, a few days ago. I don't think there was much talking but by me and a lot of running. But we got it in our mindset that this is the team we have, and this is who we've got to do it with, and no more excuses. And either they start playing, or we'll replace them.
And on Monday night, you read the accounts, and did you see it there in that third game? And was it even a pivotal point? Was it that close of a match, or was that just a little bit of media hype?
No, the third and fourth game, both games, we were down. We took the lead early, we played with them, had the lead, then they came back, and in the third game, they were on game point. And we had to bounce back, and we ended up winning, in extra points. And then the fourth game is the one we really took control of it, and then they went on a 13-3 run. And they literally took the lead, and I think it was 17-22. And I told the girls we weren't going to, we needed to start playing, and one of the girls said, we're not going to fifth game, so... From there on, the girls buckled down, and I don't think, that it was that UAA collapsed at all. I think that the girls they knew they had to play perfect volleyball, but yet still be aggressive, and that's exactly what they did, and somehow managed to score seven straight points and limit it to nothing.
Yeah, it looks like Morrison had a good game four.
Yeah, this was Hillary's probably best game. We've really been forcing her and pushing her to get all the hitters involved. There's no doubt that, our outside hitters are, our go-tos. But teams know that, and teams are starting to double them. And so we told her, you have to get your middles and you have to get your right sides involved to make that middle have to stay there and not be able to cheat as much. And I thought last night she... utilized everybody.
And talk about, was serving the difference on the stretch in game four, or is it more to it?
I thought UAA missed some critical serves at really, really critical times. The first game, we missed three or four serves right away, and at one point, we were down by three. So those were 3 points we had given them. But I think serving became a really big key for us in our run. Hillary hit the spots that we had, we called some spots and she put them right there and didn't make it easy on their serve receive.
Okay, Dana Cordova. Jackets come up with two straight matches. Seattle Pacific will ask Alaska Anchorage. They'll take the wins anyway they can get them. Now back on the road with St. Martin's and Western Oregon. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Volleyball Show.
No. Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do.
The best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back on the Volleyball Show. We're joined by the head coach. And coach, now it gets to the point, and you played teams, one or two, maybe just one time, but now it comes to your flip-flop in the schedule, mm-hmm. and you're going to start on the road and talk about St. Martin's and Western Oregon on the road, and, you know, maybe a shot at redemption. The team seems to be playing better, and now you get to see everybody else a second time.
St. Martin's were yet to play, so St. Martin's ends the first round, and they're a scrappy team. They're struggling a little, but you know, in this conference, anybody could beat anybody, and we're looking forward to kind of keeping our win streak going. If we could get that win on Thursday, it will be huge for us, especially going into Saturday against Western Oregon. Right now, they're number one in our conference, undefeated, and they're good. They're really good. But I think that if we show up and we play our game and we don't back down, we're going to give them a run for their money. And, you know, may surprise them a little bit, because when they saw us last, we weren't playing anywhere near where we were playing now. So they could kind of go in with a little bit of big heads and not too much pressure on us. But the catch is when you're the underdog, there's no pressure. You know, the only ones that need to know that we have a chance to win is us, and we could go in there and make a big upset.
Yeah, and you played Oregon back on the 27th of September, like you said, real early. Has this team changed a lot, a little? Has it been little things, or has it come a long way?
You know, I think from it's really weird. It's been a drastic change, to be honest. You know, last week we had an injury to Jen Bowe, and we put her on the bench. It was the coach's call, and realized we kind of needed to do it, and we kind of shook up the offense and got some girls some different playing times, and but you know, it's been drastic in reality. You know, I think gradually we've done things, just never got them to totally click. But I don't know, something clicked, and I think this is a totally different team than if people saw us play 2 weeks ago and saw us play the last two games. They now see what Coach and I had always seen in these girls.
Are you excited about the second half?
I am. You know, we were sitting there thinking, you know, everybody, I think, is kind of thinking that the season's over, we don't have a chance. We could easily step right back in this conference and go on a huge run here and make it very, very interesting down the stretch, which is pretty fun. When you could be the spoiler.
We'll look forward to that. You hit the road and then come back, and three games on the road, but one of them is at Rocky on the 16th. So good luck on the road.
All right, thank you.
Okay, the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, Dana Cordova, as they take on St. Martin's for the first time, then Western Oregon flip-flops the conference, and they see everybody a second time this year before they take on Rocky on the 14th. Well, we'll be back to wrap it up on the Volleyball Show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Welcome back, everyone. Lady Yellow Jackets, a couple great GNAC wins, Seattle Pacific and Alaska Anchorage, now on the road, St. Martin's for the first time in Western Oregon as they come around the second time for the GNAC. So for Dana Cordova and the volleyball team, you've been listening to the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.